This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 past the hour now, time for us to have our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of the business, if you will, of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we have several Victorias with us. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company to discuss the top 10 stories and the top 10 people, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. And Victoria Keelan is back with us after having a tough time with bronchitis. She still is having a tough time, but she's A-okay.
Trying to hold it back.
Yes, her mouth is working and her brain is working, so that's A-okay. Let's move in. Let me try to do the story list and the people list. Maybe get distracted a little bit with thoughts. This is one, if I do say so myself, one of the most interesting and varied weeks that I've seen on the countdown for quite a long time. The week of October 29th to November 2nd is in the spotlight. And at number 10, Red Sox winning the World Series. No surprise there. That's a lot of conversation. Hooray for the Red Sox. Boo for the guy who threw a beer can at the coach of the manager. Was it coach or manager? What do we call the coach? Or is
the manager, right?
Manager, yeah, well, there were baseball. Various coaches, but yeah, the manager.
Right. Anyway, it was so the manager who got hit with the can, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, a can of beer. That's pretty, it pretty much shows you what happens with some of these sports fans. And they just are...
Well, this is also, you know, I always have to, as a New Yorker, I have to say...
Boston.
Like, a little bit of, I mean, Boston fans, let's be honest, they're very confusing people because they set cars on fire when they win.
Win,
and so
yeah.
I'm always confused as to what's going on in Boston.
Yeah, right. Okay, number 9, speaking of Boston, Whitey Bulger gets knocked off when he gets moved to a new penitentiary in West Virginia, and no one has yet... that I have found, gotten an explanation from anybody as to why he was moved in the first place, other than, you know, they wanted to bump him off.
I've actually tried to look that up. No explanation.
Yeah. You can't find
exist.
It. Yeah, no, I couldn't. I haven't found it. Number 8, the walkout at Google. Number 7, the Indonesian air crash, the 737. Number 6, financial market activity, increased costs of buying cars and homes. Number 5, the mail bomb case. And that kind of came and went, I think. The killing in
Florida.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened this week, huh?
Oh, no, I think it's still around in the sense that, you know, we're hearing more about him and the how he plumbed it for months.
Yeah. Hmm. So, but see why I don't like to talk about these things, Victoria, is that I think it gives people ideas. I think the story is the story, it's over, and this guy will suffer whatever his fate is, but why do we keep talking about it? You know, there are so many crazy people in the world, this just gives people ideas. So
I think also leading right up to the midterms, it's a hot button issue, I think, for a lot of people, and the timing of it could not
have
been
issue?
Worse.
Are you talking about the bombs being mailed themselves, and that's and they're all going
well,
to Democrats?
Well, targeting political figures, yeah. I just think in general, when you know when that comes up and the timing of the midterms,
passions around
are very
passions
heightened.
Around politics are a real indicator of people not having a life. The more people get involved in things that they don't have any, people don't have control over their own lives anymore. They feel that way. So this is something they feel like they can get into and they can get angry about it and they can have some impact. But I think it would probably behoove a lot of people who are very involved in politics to take a look in the mirror. What's going on in your life? Not that you shouldn't be active, have opinions, vote, very important. But to have it become something that runs your life. Number 4, and that's the case again. I don't really want to talk anymore about the Pittsburgh synagogue killings because it's over. Whatever has happened has happened. The more you focus on this guy, you'll notice that if you listen to my Monday through Friday programs, I never mention the name of these people ever. I don't want to give them any more notoriety. They shouldn't have any. And they should be quickly dispatched. This is where quick justice, this person who was charged with killing all these people, should be on trial now. The verdict comes in, he should be dispatched in whatever way the public, my rendering of him is to, you know, give him what he gave those people. Shoot him, take him out back and give him the firing.
He's got 44 counts, right, against him?
That's
is
correct.
That what
yeah.
I read earlier this yeah. week? But did he also plead not guilty? Is he pleading by insanity or something?
By definition, he is insane. Anybody who pulls a stunt like that is insane.
Yeah. No, he's not. Not necessarily. You can be a stone-cold racist and be sane. I think it is an easy out to say that somebody
I think people who could be, as you describe them, be completely sane. I think there's something so antisocial, which leads to insanity, about people who have this anger for the same reason I just said. Some people are angry about politics and political figures, et cetera, et cetera. Who gets that angry in their right mind about people who are of a different color, a different race, or different nationality, or different sex, or whatever it is? I think that those people are crazy. By definition, they're crazy. I don't think they think sanely at all. I would disagree with you. It's okay, Victoria. We can have disagreements.
Okay, we can disagree because we're cool.
Yes, we are. All right, number three, the focus on the birthright issue and whether you should become a citizen just if you're born here. I got an email from somebody yesterday, after a discussion of this, and they pointed out that they wouldn't be in this country were it not for the fact that they, it was my friend who's chairman of the city council in my hometown of Framingham. He's Italian. And he said he would not be here were it not for the fact that his parents came here and he was born right after they got here. Okay, there's an argument. Who would we be missing if it weren't? But I think what this is aimed at, and I don't know how strident they'll be, the boatloads of people that come over here, what do they call those tours? Pregnancy tours or something? Or birth?
That is a very real thing. Yep, tours. There's a whole Russian population down in Miami. There's Chinese tourists that are doing it. Yeah. It is true. And there something does need to be done about that, I think. But the messaging and the way that, and this is once again everything that kind of comes out of Trump's mouth, it just becomes so divisive instead of actually having a conversation and separating people like your friend and the people who are coming here just to game the system. There's a big difference there.
Well,
and it just never
has
seems
to be
brought up.
Yeah, the nuance of it has to be dealt with. Okay, number one on the list, the midterm elections. Tuesday is voting day. The main message isn't necessarily who's going out to campaign for whom, what the ads say, all that stuff. It's been a great year for radio in terms of political advertising money. All those of you who own local stations or groups of stations, you've done very well because of the political advertising. $1 billion was spent the month before. And now another $1 billion has been spent, supposedly between radio and television and newspapers and online advertising, $4 billion. And this isn't even a presidential election year. This is an off year. As much money is being spent this year for the off season as was spent for the last presidential, which was twice what was spent the presidential election before that. So you can see how much money is flowing into this in an obscene rate.
Yeah. So. I think the interesting...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think the interesting thing is how much the early voting trends, especially in states like Texas and Georgia, where they're really reaching people who are 18 to 30. Those voters have done a lot of early voting, way, way outpacing 2014. So I think it's interesting. Maybe the money, like you were saying, Doug, maybe it's working. Maybe it's a social media thing. Mm. There's a lot of celebrities out there talking about midterms now. It's an interesting trend, but it's a great one. everyone. The more people vote, the better all of us are.
Get out to vote. That's the message here. 16 past talk radio.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead quickly.
I was going to
say
what I think is intriguing is who is not spending the money and who may be the most effective advertiser, and that's President Trump.
Well, that we'll see how the what the results are come Tuesday night, Victoria. Interesting observation. Here's another observation about you and your health and your well-being that I want to share with you. We hear a lot of talk about getting the proper nutrition. Doctors say get enough rest, eat the right foods, and then people say, okay, yep, I hear it, Doc, but do you know how expensive it is to buy organic fruits and vegetables? If you buy them in the quantity needed, then you're going to spend a lot of money. Okay, so then there is a, and I have an answer. There's a fix to that. It's called Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Texas Superfoods Complete Organic. It is a capsule of 55 naturally grown, organically grown, raw fruits and vegetables that are prepared and powdered and put into the capsule. So every time you have a couple of these things, you get what your grandma wants you to have. That's five or more servings of fruits and veggies a day. You're getting 55. I talked to Dr. Dennis Black this week, who came up with the combination of Texas Superfood. He had one goal in mind, to help himself because he had bad cancer, and he changed the way he ate and basically had a diet of nothing but these 55 raw fruits and vegetables, and it changed his life, got rid of the problem in his body. So if you want to keep your body from having this kind of a problem, or maybe you have a problem and you want to deal with it, eat your organic fruits and vegetables every day by just taking Texas Superfood Complete Organic, which comes to you when you order it with a canister of their probiotics, which are very necessary to have. Whatever it is that's going on with your body, it can only be better if you're using Texas Superfood Complete Organic. I'm very happy to be involved because I want to eat well. I want to feel well. You can too. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Order the Texas Superfood Complete Organic. See what else they have. They have a lot of quality nutritional products there. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to feel better and be better with their Texas Superfood Complete Organic at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back into the focus of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, our review of the big stories according to Talkers Magazine. You can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, that is Talkers.com. With me is Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company and Victoria Keelan, who shares the mic with me on the DJV show Monday through Friday. So we went through the list of stories with a few comments. We'll go back to some of the essence of those important things, or the things that we deem as important. Let me go through the people list, though. First, according to Talkers, these are the 10 people most being discussed. David Price at number 10, Whitey Bulger at 9, Hillary Clinton at 8, Paul Ryan at 7, Don Lemon at 6, Cesar Sayoc. Haven't the slightest clue what that's what he's about. Maybe you can.
He's one of the names you don't want to mention this
okay.
week.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Robert Bowers, maybe another one of the names I don't want to remember. Andrew Gillum, Ted Cruz, and Beto O'Rourke still making it along with the Trumpster. So let's go back to Hillary Clinton. I saw something about her 2020 aspirations. People are still trying to get her to run. What is she saying? Didn't she say no pretty clearly? She was never running for office again.
She said no. She said she quite liked to be president. It's like, oh, really? Because I don't know of anybody else besides you who would quite like you to be president. I mean, maybe there are some hardcore Hillary fans, but considering that, you know, she didn't win, it was sort of astonishing, because most people feel that really there are some very interesting, qualified candidates who are thinking of running in 2020.
Would you like to name those, Victoria?
I would love to hear. Yeah, Doug, I'm with you.
Would you like,
as a Democrat, I feel completely
Democrat
uninspired.
Or Republican, who's running that you find interesting, Victoria? Please.
Well, I think Kamala Harris is interesting. Well, qualified. I'm saying qualified
show.
Within the Democratic Party for Democratic candidates. She
Anybody who's lived in California when she was the she's a horror show. All right, I'm just giving
Cory
you my.
Booker is interesting to Democratic voters.
He
they
is.
May not be interesting to you. They're interesting
no.
to Democratic.
I
voters.
Understand, but I'm going to tell you my two cents as an abject,
right.
objective person. I think she's a horror show. Like I think,
okay.
What's her face from Massachusetts? Pocahontas is a horror show. I think Cory
that's
Booker.
A very, very racially tinged thing for you to say, but I think Elizabeth Warren would have great difficulty getting widespread support. I agree with you.
I agree.
Yeah. whatever.
But see, that's the thing, and I'm in New Jersey, and I like Cory Booker. There are some things I disagree with, because unfortunately in New Jersey, Big Pharma is here, and Big Pharma's obviously got a pretty big stronghold on him, which I don't like. Other than that, I don't know. I'm not inspired by him. Let's put it that way.
Well,
I just feel as a Democrat, like, who can we look to? There's, you know, and now Obama came out of nowhere, so there's that possibility.
The thing about Hillary Clinton is that she ran, and she had a long time to tell everybody why she was running, and she was never able to articulate in a simple, single sentence why she was running. And that never caught on fire with voters. I know she came close to winning, but if you're going to do it again, you've really got to have a slogan that's not drilled down from 85 possibles.
Make America great again. That pretty much did it. Well, but that's what did it. All right, so you got anybody else, Victoria? Just out of care. We're not trying to put you down. We're just giving you. I think Cory Booker is an interesting character, too.
These are just people who pop up to the top of your head when you think.
Who else?
Well, there's always Bernie Sanders, and of course there's Joe Biden.
Like Victoria just said, who is there that's out there that'll come out of nowhere? So far.
And then it's the coming out of nowhere. There's the nowhere.
We need some real inspiration.
You do. And I don't think we've seen that yet. And I think it's a little early. And some of these people made fools of themselves during the Kavanaugh hearing. Really did. So I think a lot of Democratic voters are saying, okay, let's wait for Wednesday and start seeing some people coming out of nowhere.
28 pounds.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Some deadly weather up and down the East Coast. One person was killed in Maryland when a wall caved in at an Amazon distribution center. WTSP-TV's Grady Trimble.
The powerful storm sent a massive tree straight into Marcella Guybee's Newport Richey home. The nursery ceiling came crashing down around her sleeping daughter Maria, missing her by inches.
I see her and grab her so fast.
Cleanup continued about 30 minutes away in Lando Lakes, where neighbors say strong winds uprooted trees.
Two people have died and five people were injured in Tallahassee, Florida, when a shooter opened fire inside a yoga studio. The gunman then killed himself. So far, no motive is known for the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 past the hour as you follow us, following what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Jones and Victoria Keevan. Tara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We have gone through the lists, the people, the stories. Now perhaps a little more thought into some of the nuance, if that's the right word, some of these things, the migrant caravan, and the fact that the president said that he hoped the troops that are being deployed down to the border will not have to fire on any of the migrants who may come across throwing rocks and things at those who are there. I think along the pathway in Mexico, haven't some of the marchers or the walkers or whatever they are thrown debris of people that were of authority?
They have thrown rocks. There's been some very interesting stuff on social media about the president's remarks where he said that the military would fire on migrants who threw rocks because former generals have been saying, well, no, they won't actually, because that goes against military code of conduct. They won't fire on them because they cannot. They will have to ignore the commander-in-chief. So that sort of sets up a very interesting juxtaposition. And it's possible that the president will walk back that statement and that he just feels very passionately about this.
Well, is this an election eve stunt as well?
I think he's firing up his base for sure. Yeah. And all the immigration fears and things like that, like they're coming for our borders. And, of course, all that rhetoric, you know, that charges up his base. But I think also, you know, I think it's a scare tactic. He wants it to get out there of like, hey, if you throw rocks, we're going to fire at you. Even though, like Victoria said, that there's, you know, very real ramifications to that. But I think that that's just sort of typical Trump blustering.
Well, it has its impact and it has its effect. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
I call your attention to all of the discussion about the trade issues and how the trade deals that have been settled with Europe, for example, and Canada and Mexico are much more to our favor than was the case before. And it looks like at week's end, there's movement in China to try to now settle all of these issues and come up with some agreement that's good for both sides. That wouldn't have happened. The good side of the Trump bluster is that it has brought us some better circumstances and better deals, at least in the arena that we're talking about here, the business of trade and economic realities that we all have to face. And so
I think we're a long way out from knowing that fully, though. I think that there's...
Which?
Well, I think with, you know, when you look at farmers with soybeans and things like that, I think we haven't really seen the full effect yet.
Well,
there are a lot of economists that I've been reading about saying that all that trade war stuff is actually just moving us closer to another recession.
Well,
so there's a lot of sides
going,
to
we're
it.
Heading toward another recession anyway, because that's the way the cycle is. If you don't think we're going to have that, we're recession proof forever and ever, the interest rate that the Fed sets is going to more create that than anything else. The trade thing doesn't help because it destabilizes. It may be better in the long run. You make a good point. It may be better in the long run. But in the short run, it destabilizes the markets. It gives the people who have the money and the control the ability to fiddle, and that's what they do. When the market goes down, that's just fiddling time. That's set so that people can take their money out. They put it in Japan overnight, and then they bring it back again. And they buy the stocks back that have lost 10% of their value because they took them out. They sold big, huge.
Right.
These guys, they Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, they own and control millions, jillions of shares of these big companies, and they just take them all out. That's what sinks the market, and then they put them back in again. It's a game, for God's sakes.
It is. And I think one of the things that, you know, most Americans don't really follow finance that closely. And most Americans, when you look at, you know, when you look at the statistics, most Americans
don't understand the system.
They don't understand it, and most Americans don't even invest in Wall Street. So when people talk about Wall Street, it doesn't really affect. It affects us in a macro sense, but most Americans really don't have a lot invested in Wall Street. But the thing that to me,
they feel the outcome of what happens by what they pay for bread.
Right. Well, they feel the outcome.
We feel it on Main Street.
Yeah.
Right. But the one of the scary things, though, that a lot of people aren't really focused on, I think, is understanding when we have this, you know, when you talk about an economic stimulus and the tax cuts and things like that. The problem is companies didn't take that money that they saved and invested it in the right way. They bought back their own stock. So they're investing more in themselves, and it didn't really have the effect that a lot of people were hoping, like the trickle down. You know, you hear about the old trickle down economics that, you know, doesn't work. And that's the kind of stuff that people don't realize.
There are a lot of people who think trickle-down economics, and they can point to results that does work.
There are a lot of people can counter that, too.
Well, but there's a lot of people on both sides that can... There's always an exception to the rule. The thing that I'm interested or would like to have people focus on with regard to this, you said something, Victoria Jones, that was very interesting about the cost, or maybe Victoria Keelan, you said it, the cost of soybeans and that sort of thing. So I put my farmer hat on, doing a blog, a podcast, a program each week on the American Family Farmer, which you can find. I put a plug in for the American Family Farmer Show.com. Our focus is what's going on with the family farmer. The sale of corn, soybeans, some other commodities really doesn't impact the family farmer. There are some large families that control large acreage in the Midwest, and they sell a lot of this stuff. But the average person, the family farmer, is more focused on things because of the tradition of the family farmer, like dairy, and how dairy has been affected more than any other commodity because of the manipulation by China and by other countries. The Canadians, for example, have screwed over the American family farmer. The big producers, the people that are growing all that soybean, the corn and that sort of thing, they're not really affected. Well, if they are affected, it's a corporation that's affected. It isn't
right,
a farm. It isn't an individual.
Right, but here's what my fear for that is. And you know, Doug, I've gotten into this through your involvement. And so the more I read about things like that, the thing that scares me is when the soybean farmers, and yes, they are the larger, you know, corporate ag kind of companies that are growing these soybeans. But if they can't sell their soybeans, the government is going to go and bail them out and even further ignore the family farmers who desperately need the help. That's really where my fear, when I look at
the future,
that's really what bothers me about it.
even as much of an in
the bailouts don't actually affect, they don't help the family farmer. They haven't helped them yet.
No, well, that's the problem. The farm bill is the money that's in there, $634 billion until there's so much noise from the farm organizations. The money, half of it was going to go to these big ag companies, and the farmers said, wait a minute, what the hell are you doing?
Exactly, yeah. And the further that the soybean farmers fall, that just puts more focus on them, and more money goes to helping them out, because it's such a huge commodity, but it further distances the help from who really needs it, which is the family farmer. It's creating more and more of a problem, and that's part of the whole trade war thing. That's the negative side that we haven't fully seen yet, but we will be seeing it.
Yeah. All right, Victoria Jones, you got anything to add to that before we chew on something else?
I just think that the American people will figure this out. They notice when prices increase. They also notice when the interest rate on their credit card increases, which is what it is doing. They notice that, and so they notice that that is when the recession hits. They know that these things go together. They're smart, and they will figure it all out.
Mm. I would think next week at this time, a lot of people are going to be talking about this movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, that is coming out. Well, this program is broadcast all through the weekend, so a lot of people are going to see that. I think that'll have quite an interesting social impact on people. A lot of people are interested in that movie. It is 43 past the hour. This, the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about your health and well-being. Man, have I seen that this week up close and personal. I had a damaged finger and I had to have it operated on, and the people in the hospital said, okay, we're going to give you this antibiotic to take care of the danger of that line that's going up your arm getting any further up your arm. And so I took note of that and actually did take I took it because I knew it was what I needed to do at the moment. Normally I was also given the option of taking a oxycodone. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that, because I don't like what it does to my being. I don't like what antibiotics do to my being. One of the things that I've noticed, if too much information, it's not great for consistency, if you know what I mean. And as soon as that power is over, that's going into my body to clean up the infection, I'm going to right back on to Life Change Tea. I'm actually drinking a cup right now, but I'm drinking 2 cups of Life Change Tea a day now, because I want to make sure the things I'm putting in my body that will, you know, in some ways they're very helpful. The antibiotic, very helpful, but they aren't helpful to your gut, and they're not helpful to your system, your excretory system, let's put it that way. You want to be regular, you want to have things work well, then you need Life Change Tea in your life. The food is so different today than it was 50 years ago. And when you have things, maladies that come into your life, go to GetTheTea.com, use the discount code DJV, and it'll be shipped to you free. You got to get ready, though. You got to get yourself into it. Drink some every day. And enjoy a better, I think, better, a good feel in your body, which is what you want to enjoy life. Good health. GetTheTea.com for Life Change Tea. Use the code DJV. They will ship it free. Talk Radio Countdown Show and the top 10 stories, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison and his crew have decided that once again, pretty much as normal, what goes on in the world of sports on Sports Talk Radio, big focus, lots of talking about the Red Sox and that sort of thing. Whitey Bulger being killed is at number 9. Number 8, the Google walkout. Number 7, the airplane crash, the Indonesian air crash of the Boeing 737. 6, the markets getting a little unstable. Number 5, still talking about the mail bomber. I don't mean M-A-L-E. It was using the M-A-I-L. Pittsburgh synagogue killings at number 4. Aftermath of that, the birthright citizenship issue the president brought up this week, number 3, the migrant caravan, number 2, and the midterm elections, as you might imagine, big story on News Talk Radio this past week.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Faking hiccups is pretty easy. Getting rid of the real ones can be difficult.
It's all an involuntary contraction of the diaphragm followed by a closure of the vocal cords that leads to that characteristic sound.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Mark Larson says most hiccup triggers are associated with temporary bloating of the stomach.
That might be overeating or rapidly eating.
He says gulping down big drinks, especially carbonated ones, can cause hiccups. Even being suddenly excited or scared can cause that repetitive, involuntary contraction of the diaphragm.
Most people who experience hiccups will do so for only a very short period of time, usually less than a minute or two. Rarely, hiccups can last for days or even months. That may be a clue that there's an underlying medical condition.
As for halting the hiccups, Dr. Larson suggests simple remedies, such as holding your breath, gargling, or simply sipping on cold water. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn out pillows and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com and remember, promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people's side of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for this past week, the last week of October, first week of November, David Price is at the number 10 position, Whitey Bulger in the ninth slot. Hillary Clinton, is she running or not? Number 8, Paul Ryan at 7. Telling the president not to tread on him. Don Lemon, number 6. That's it. I'm not talking anymore about it. Cesar Sayoc, not talking about him either. At 5, or Robert Bowers at 4. Not going to introduce you to what they are all about because I don't think it's worth... I'm not giving him any credibility. Andrew Gillum at number 3. Ted Cruz tied with Beto O'Rourke. That's been something that's been a function of the political season for a while. Number 2, and the President of the United States, Donald Trump, is in the number 1 position. This week, on the People List, thanks to Talkers Magazine with the information that we use on the Talk Radio Review and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. In terms of other things that are prominently being mentioned in how we put the pieces together here on the countdown, looking at the overview that... some people get a better shot of by listening to conversation on the radio. The business about that isn't, well, there is sort of a hangout, a hangover from the situation with the Saudis and killing of this guy, what's his face, Khashoggi. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Mike Pompeo has gone to the Saudis and told them that we were going to sanction them. I don't know if you've seen a list of the sanctions, but the Crown Prince apparently called Khashoggi a dangerous Islamic. And then when he went into the embassy, he was pretty much dead when he went through the door. It's hard to keep that kind of stuff quiet. But I found what was interesting is that the Crown Prince called Trump's son-in-law, what's his face, who's married to Ivanka.
Kushner.
Yeah. And told him that he was dangerous.
Pretty tight, I think.
Yeah. Well, but apparently, young Trump isn't keeping it to himself, so he must feel that there's something rotten in Denmark there too. So one way or another.
But what is really interesting here is that Trump didn't come out directly and say what MBS bin Salman had told him when bin Salman told him that privately on the phone, but it obviously went in. And has been quite effective because the sanctions are not particularly great. And you know, Trump has made it clear really throughout that he's more interested in maintaining the relationship and the arms deals than anything else, I think.
Whitey Bulger killed by a guy who was a hitman who put a rock in a sock and beat him in his head knocked his eyes out of his head, just pummeled him.
And he was in a wheelchair. I didn't know that part. Bulger was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, he was sick. That's why nobody knows why the hell he was moved. 10 before the hour. Thanks, ladies.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's move into the world of technology, shall we? It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, and traditionally at the end of the week, we are able to take a gander or a listen to Victoria Keelan going through the top five items from the world of technology, from five to number one. At five, there's a very interesting reality. I found this to be, frankly, from my perspective, Victoria, the most interesting story of the week, what the partnership between Google and Disney is all about.
Well, it's funny. I did think about you and your grandson, Miles, and this might be something that the two of you could enjoy together. And Google has partnered with Disney to enhance storytime reading with Google Home. So now if you start reading one of Disney's Little Golden Book series out loud, your Google Home device will play music and sound effects along with your storytelling. The cool thing about this is it actually keeps up with where you are in the story. So all you need to say is, hey, Google, let's read along with Disney. Then Google Home uses voice recognition to sense where you are in the story. If you decide to flip ahead or if you go back, sometimes kids want you to repeat a page or whatever, Google Home will actually keep up with that, switch the music and the sound effects around to reflect where you are in the story. It's one of the coolest things that I think tech and storytelling has ever really done. And so the Disney read-along feature with Google Home currently supports Moana, Coco, Jack-Jack Attack, The Three Little Pigs, Alice in Wonderland, Cinderella, Mickey Mouse and his spaceship, Toy Story 3, Peter Pan and Mickey's Christmas Carol, and that feature is now live on Google Home.
Yeah, sounds cool. Sounds like fun. Number four, this is pretty silly, but yet a lot of people have been talking about it.
Yep, all new emojis come with lots of big headlines, and so the newest round of emojis came out with the iOS 12.1, and of course, lots of new stuff to talk about. There's bizarre disembodied legs for some reason. There's a badger. There's lettuce. There's some new food items, and then there's one that's getting a lot of buzz, which is being called drunk face, or woozy face is the official name. This is a face with uneven eyes and a wavy mouth, looking like a little drunk emoji. emoji. And so lots of people seem to be happy about having the first drunk face emoji to send around to friends and to make fun of other people at bars. But that seems to be the big standout. The last round was the redhead. Now it's woozy face.
Time for us to get a life, folks. Number three, a study on ride-hailing.
Yes, ride-hailing apps like Lyft and Uber and things like that. There's a new study out that says ride-hailing services mean more cars on the road, and that means 2 to 3% more fatal car crashes. Researchers at the University of Chicago and Rice University together used public national data to compare the number of fatalities before and after Uber and Lyft became available in each city, and their research suggests that fatal car crashes had actually decreased around the country until the ride-hailing services arrived. Then the fatalities went up. And, of course, Uber and Lyft, they said there's lots of flaws in the study. They're obviously not happy with this. They say that fewer people are driving drunk because of the availability of Uber and Lyft, which I totally agree with. However, I guess that there have been some other incidents where Uber and Lyft drivers have gotten into accidents with pedestrians, and I guess that's where this research has come up. It's called The Cost of Convenience. It's a much larger paper. A lot of people are looking into it throughout the week, but I still think Uber and Lyft have probably done more of a good service than not.
All right, number two, a focus on Twitter and what they're doing to maybe enhance their value. Victoria, that may be fair.
I think it's enhancing their credibility for sure. Twitter has updated a portion of their reporting process, specifically when you report a tweet that you think might be coming from a bot or a fake account that's masquerading as a living person. So now when you actually tap on the It's Suspicious or Spam option under the report menu, you can now specify why you think that the account is related to a bot or that the account that's tweeting is fake. There are ways to identify this. If you watch an account, if you see that they don't interact with anyone but keep putting out a lot of volume, most likely that's a bot. So Twitter has actually already removed 70 million accounts in May and June alone of this year for violating spam policies and for being a bot. So this is going to continue, but at least it's nice that people feel like they can contribute more now and have a little more control.
Number one.
Well, the midterm election's coming up November 6th, and so Amazon's Alexa has now partnered with several different sites, Ballotpedia being one of them. That's a nonprofit, nonpartisan digital encyclopedia, and they will be giving you all kinds of voter registration information, polling information, real-time election results. People are really obviously closely watching the midterm elections this year, and so all you need to do with any of your Echo devices is say, hey, Alexa, who won the state governor race? How many seats does such and such party have? And Alexa has a war room set up just for the midterms.
How swell is that? Or is it? Don't forget, voting is important. Next Tuesday, you have a right and an obligation to do it, so do it. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.